Incident Lake County is presented as a found footage documentary that tells the story of one slightly dysfunctional family's Thanksgiving dinner, whereby the youngest brother Tommy.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
No, I was just trying to remember that one off the top of my head. Oh, no worries. Well, good luck with the sleep and talk to you later, man. But anyway, Tommy has a video camera and he is insisting on filming everything because he's going to be a director someday, maybe, possibly. It's an excuse to film everything, including my brother getting off with his girlfriend in the bathroom because,
Right. It's all
that's
rock star. It's cool.
That's there. We're introduced to brothers such as the eldest brother Kurt, who is your typical kind of, I'm the oldest brother, I'm taking charge of things, and that's a thing.
I want to be a huge dick about it the entire way.
Can we now the, oh my God.
What's the name of the middle brother?
No,
What's the name of the middle brother?
I'm
Yeah,
looking. I'm waiting.
I thought I had
Kurt,
tasked here, but I was wrong.
and then there is. Are you fucking kidding me? They don't have the actual names. Google.
Brian, there we go. I got it.
You. There you go.
So anyway, yeah, Kurt's the eldest brother. Brian is the middle brother. He's the one that got filmed with his girlfriend Renee. There are the sisters Melanie and Kurt's wife is named.
Rosie?
Sounds not her.
No, Rosie's the
No,
little
that's
girl.
daughter. It's, yeah,
Oh.
Linda. Linda.
Linda, there we go. So the big thing is that their father passed away sometime in the not too distant past or whatever, hence Tommy having the video camera from inheritance money or whatever. The mother has become an alco, drifting into the bottle. These are all details that unfurl over the course of the story. Melanie has arrived on with her new boyfriend. Kurt has a bit of an issue, apparently, or maybe he doesn't, because it's all good in the hood, but he really should have told us that it was a black dude you're dating now.
Right.
It
But
kind of
it's.
it came out of nowhere, kind of. It was just like it
Yeah.
really did.
It was a weird one. And Rosie is apparently a piano prodigy, or maybe she isn't, because depending on what version of this film you watch, there are times when there's no music playing whatsoever, but apparently, like, she's
My God, I
fucking
thought that
playing
was just
Mozart.
me.
Apparently,
No.
no. Apparently she's playing like some
Okay.
Mozart or some shit. So we all here on the show, we watched what can best be described as the unedited version, with the alternate ending or the extended ending, which means that we unfortunately have to make do with times whereby imagination truly is key in this movie, because there
Dude,
is
that
no.
fucked me up so bad. I was like, volume? No?
They're like,
Am I missing
can you please stop playing? I'm like, well, can you please start playing? Because I don't hear shit.
Right? Oh.
So
At
there.
one point, I just gave up. I was like, all right, it must be good. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Things start to go awry when the power goes out as they all gather around for Thanksgiving dinner. When Kurt, Brian, and Tommy go out to investigate, they discover that the fuse box isn't just blown, it is fused together, pretty much. So that's a bit of a thingy. Tommy, while they're all chatting away, spots a transformer, not the Optimus Prime kind, but the electricity traveling kind, blowing. So they decide to check it out, and as they do, they spot a great big ball, which they identify as being a UFO, because it couldn't be anything else, because it's a great big ball, and there's dudes with gray heads, and they're poking around, they're doing stuff, and they're cutting up cattle, and that's kind of a thing. And for some reason, these three schmucks are being so fucking loud. Jesus H,
Right?
tap dancing, titty fucking Christ, so loud. Then eventually the
Short time
greys.
just going down there.
Yeah, then eventually the greys look up to kind of go, dudes, like, what the fuck? We're trying to work here. We're
Shut up!
shut the fuck up while we're trying to. Okay, fine, we're going to shine our light at you. Our little cutting thing. Yeah, that made you fuck off. Okay, are we done cutting up steaks? Yeah, good. I feel like eviscerating some humans. Why? Because science. What?
Yeah.
Shut up, let's go. So,
So many things could have been avoided had they just shut the fuck up, slowly backed up.
Gotten their fucking world famous footage, but no. They have to be like, show me the camera, you show me the camera, you show me the camera. What are they doing? Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up, you
Too
fucking
late.
lemmings. Anyway, so they run loudly back to the house, and
Oh,
naturally, And naturally, the aliens who are there cause just looking to get some fucking dinner because they're just, hey, they're looking for steaks and new jackets like anybody else. You know, they realize, you know what, we need to, they got us on camera. And if we don't deal with that shit, we're going to have to put up with all this kind of other fucking shit the next time we come down here for fucking food and a fucking decent jacket. So we're going to have to get the camera. We're going to have to get the camera. And you know what? We'll just get the camera. Okay, let's go get the camera. Which is all fine. You know, it's cool. They kill the power, freak them out a little bit. You know, these are things that happen. To be fair, I think the power originally went because EMP with the shuttle or with the UFO landing, maybe. You know, that's plausible.
Probably, yeah.
Probable. So, yeah, they tried to tell the family. So the women think that they're all full of shit. And the boyfriend is like, wow, your family has some fucked up family traditions. And that leads to Kurt revealing the whole, you know, he's a bit of a racist father. Right? We hear you're a racist now, Kurt. So, you know, that happens. They get past it and... Yeah,
they end up showing everybody the footage that they got because nobody besides the three of them
Tommy is catching aliens walking by the windows and they're freaking out.
Yeah,
they're closing doors and shit, and they show them the footage. It's kind of like, well, that was an interesting thing that happened. Eventually, a plan is decided that Kurt is going to go out to the truck and he's going to go into town and they're gonna get some help because there's no phones and. There's no power, and everyone's freaking out, and the little girl is being remarkably ominous. There we go. Damien-esque. There we go.
Yes.
For fuck's sake. So little Rosie is like cool, calm, and...
It won't be long. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. We have like a light show that comes into the house every now and then. We have it going into Renee, and then she's kind of having a epileptic fit. That was it. That's what inspired the need to leave the house.
So, yeah, because they had to get her to the hospital.
Yeah, meanwhile, you know, Rosie is proving to be a piano prodigy as long as you use your imagination. You know, imagination is
so good I can't even hear it.
Yeah. Now, interspersed with all this stuff, we have interviews with, you know, experts on videos, you know, video editing and, you know, alien abduction and the local sheriff who ain't going to comment one way or the other on stuff, you know.
Nobody wants to be marked crazy.
No, of course, nowadays he would have been the first one to comment on stuff because, you know, America has admitted, hey, we've been lying and, you know, stuff actually is real. So sorry to all those people that we had locked up and called crazy because they said aliens were real. Our bad. Sorry. It's just, anyway, so yeah, Kurt and Brian try to go and get help. And that does not end well because they don't come back. And eventually, Melanie's boyfriend, whose name escapes me right now, is
Matthew.
There you go.
Because I remember it was Matt, and he's like, no, it's Matthew. It's like, okay.
Sorry, just the way the two of you said it, the same fucking thing I was talking. Anyway, Matthew is eventually browbeaten into also going, and that. Also doesn't end well. And then the ladies try to leave the house, and that nearly doesn't end well. And it's just... Basically, the aliens are playing cat and mouse with them. For good reason, because, like I said, they went to get the camera, and one of them snuck into the house. And, you know, Kurt being Kurt shot it. So that was a bit of a thing.
Well, they also were pointing that little light through the door. That's what... made him shoot it because
well look clearly they were trying to
light hurts you
well yeah but I mean you know clearly they were just trying to take out the camera that was after getting the footage that they couldn't let get out because you know that's a thing
that still got out
basically there was misunderstandings on both sides and everybody just got aggressive
eventually they took everybody but left the camera
right
yeah
surprise
yeah
hey did you get the camera fuck. So you brought six humans back and forgot the camera.
Yeah, but we get to play with six humans now. Dude, what the fuck?
You know that's going to go on UPS.
Yeah,
you know,
one job.
I waved my hand over it and turned it off, but did you erase it? Yes.
Oh. Well,
yes, this is what we keep in calculation.
It's, It's not going to go on the fourth or fifth major network in the United States on a TV special. That's okay. We're good. They won't do that. Oh, they did. Oh, so we're on. They saw everything. Okay, now we're screwed. That's the aliens right there. That's what they were saying.
Sorry, I was just looking at something. We were saying a few minutes ago, there's two versions of this. There's kind of like the TV movie version, and then there's the unedited version. And we three watched the unedited version. Now, the key thing about the unedited version is the ending, because I didn't realize how already I... Buzz, you were mentioning that there was more interviews. I think I can understand why. It's because, do you remember, like, when you get the Blair Witch moment where, like, the kid's in front of the camera in the bathroom and he's crying?
Oh, yeah.
And then I think that's when... No, he would have went to his room before that. But, yeah, apparently, after that, Tommy, like, the kid goes into a trance-like state and drops the camera, and that's where it finishes.
They have it, they do, the version that we see, I think, I don't know if they ordered it differently or not, because I do remember that being the thing, because, like, even some of the parts, because I saw it when it was a part of the TV special, like, that's why this is one of the movies that or TV movies, or whatever you want to say, that I remember watching when I was a kid, because this is 98, so I was, like, 13. I vividly remember watching this both times. So, during a lot of that stuff, for the TV version, there was a lot of more extra static stuff. Like, oh, the film was, like, stopped working for such and such periods of time. That's why then they ended up doing which is what I think we saw, was the unedited version, I think they, for the TV version, I think some of the stuff in the full version, they did like this whole staticky thing where it's like the camera would just randomly stop working to like build suspense or whatever. So there was some of the scenes weren't in the first viewing of the TV special. Then that's when they had with our special government abilities, we can digitally enhance the footage and show you what we missed during the stoppages of the tape, and they would like zoom in and they would fix the static and they would show what was there. So I think that's what we saw was the full unedited thing. And they just went in and just tried to TV it up a little bit and add a little bit more.
Yeah. The other
suspense somehow.
Yeah. The other side of it is like the version that we watched, the unedited version, like the ending of it has them all gathered around the table. And once again, we have the little girl being fucking so freaky, and
she's possessed by them as they
say. And she ends up letting a bunch of the Greys into the house and leading them around the table, and I liked it. You get like we said, there's the gag, you know, that's why we were joking, because a Grey can like wave his hand
trick thing.
And it works on the camera, but it's like, but they left the camera,
because the thing with where you were saying where I think that is how it cuts off with him. Cause like where he's in the bathroom doing the whole, like, you know, my name, blah, blah, blah. We got da, 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 da. That's almost right before he comes back out and they sit at the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he goes in there. Cause they're like, put the camera down for once, you know, he's like, okay. Right. He goes to the bathroom, does that thing. Then he goes out and they start playing cards.
Yeah.
Cause the one thing you were saying where he was in the bedroom and like
was
one of them,
earlier.
Like,
that was earlier.
Because he pissed himself.
Yeah.
So he went to go change his pants.
Yeah.
That's when a lot of people are like, why would it just... It was so weird because he's just like frozen in fear. It's like, why would the alien just take the camera, turn it around, and then get back? It's kind of like, didn't make a whole lot of sense. But I was like, yeah, whatever. It was creepy for the time. Because, I mean, I don't know if we're getting into...
Yeah, it's old enough. I think we can talk
about it. Yeah.
Not just that, but I don't know if we were getting to our thoughts or if we wanted
to be honest, I think we pretty much covered the story of the film. Now, it's, like I said, the way I outlined it, it's like there isn't much to the story. It's just about the story of this family being abducted. But the weird thing is, like, when you're watching it, you can... The effects aren't, like, fucking mind-blowing or anything like that.
No.
But there's something about it that works on the creep factor.
It definitely, it's because I just, I think it's because of that fact that there's not a lot of special effects done besides maybe when that little red ball comes in the house and goes into the girl or the lady, woman, whatever.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Like, there's really not a whole lot of special effects to where I think that's obviously, when I was 13, I didn't know better. I do now, obviously. But to me, that's where it gives it the biggest sense of possibly this could be real. Because there really isn't a lot of special effects to make it look
like off-camera angles and stuff like that that work for it.
I actually think, because here, okay, so I would have seen this probably when I was, for me, by the time I got to see it, I was probably maybe 17 or 18. And even watching it today, it's weird that the same scenes are always the ones whereby you get that bit of a chill up the spine. And it's not because I don't expect them, but it's actually, I think it's because they're done so fucking well. Like the one of the best ones, one of the standout ones is that scene that you're describing where Tommy goes up to change his pants and all of a sudden he turns around, like he turns around and just the door closes and it's just a so subtly natural thing. It's like, Jesus fuck.
And you don't see a lot until it gets right up in the camera. Then you make out the face a little bit.
And even then, because they basically, anytime there's aliens around, the camera gets distorted. Now, this is something.
I love that aspect.
And this is something that's been in all three of the films because this is something that's reportedly actually happened.
Yeah,
in regards
the control over technology and
I'm putting it down to the fact that whatever mode of transport they use generates a magnetic field or whatever the something about them, you know, they've got equipment that's generating magnetic fields that's
right.
But anyway,
I was watching it last night again and the kids were over and I that part was coming up with the where Tommy's in the room. I go, Hunter, watch this part. And he turned around, and then he's watching it, because it's a couple seconds before the alien shows up. And then the alien shows up, he's like, what the fuck? Hunter just, like, started backed up all the way back to, like, it got him. And it's like, I mean, obviously he's 11, so it's stuff
but
scary.
But even still, I get what you're saying. It's not, the effects are not the most lifelike, but the way everything's done, the way that the story is told, the way the scenes are shot, there's even like when Tommy goes outside and he just catches the fucking the foot of an alien or something going
into
the
house.
It's
like last second things. Yeah. It's not you see it from the beginning. You physically watch it go from the top of the house into the window. It's that last second foot. You're like, holy shit! Like you see it, but you don't because you
like
don't
the Jaws
fully.
Effect.
But and also when in the one in the window when it towards the
he
beginning
walks past.
Where they're all. If you don't see it, oh my god. I kind of remember it being there, but there was I watched another review from a while ago last night too, because they're just getting other information, and then they kind of showed it and they zoomed it in. I was like, fuck, I don't even know if I actually saw it. Like, I kind of figured there was something obviously happened, but until he stopped it, slowed it, and then zoomed in, I was like, fuck, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Because it's
Hey, Joseph. And it's really... No, one of the things that unfortunately does take away from it is the fact that the guy who plays Kurt, I've seen him in stuff since. To be more accurate, I had seen him in stuff and then before. I saw this. So that was the only thing. But fortunately, the first time watching it, I think the first time I saw it, it was at, like when I started watching.
Yeah,
it was
for me, I don't think I had seen anybody.
But yeah, I think I got lucky because the very, very first time I watched this, I caught it on TV it must have been TV. But Kurt was gone from the story by the time I put it on.
Oh, okay, yeah, because he goes about halfway through or so.
Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze.
You're fine.
Yeah, no.
For me, it was the little weird things that like that caught my attention that I really dug the shit out of. Like when you find the gun just leaned up on the front porch, all fucked up.
Yeah.
Or find it tossed in the car. Like you're looking at both guns and you're like, that's major damage. How does that? Like So not knowing what led up to the situation of that moment, that kind of added something for me. Because we're in the house, we don't really hear much outside. But there's a gun sitting on the front porch. Some shit obviously went sideways. Like, I kind of dug the not knowing and how it was just left.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't get an explanation. Yeah, exactly. I really dug how they laid out that element of the unknown, where you just see little things. And, you know, like, the one on the porch, the boy obviously acknowledged, like, he stopped and looked at it. But there's certain moments in the film where you get other moments like that, that you, like, they don't really notice, but you see it because you got the bigger...
The viewer. The viewer
field of view. Right. Yeah.
And it's kind of that same thing that we've talked about with other movies that, not obviously similar to this, but, like, not showing the big bad. Like, what you, like you said, what you imagined happened to why that gun is the way it looks right now is worse than you seeing the situation happen.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what gives you more of the terror, because you're just like, dude, that fucking thing is a dribbling mess. I mean, something had to got melted. Some shit must have went sideways, but you don't know what it was.
Right. I just, like, to be fair, it just goes to once again prove the point of the way that this film is shot and put together. There's nothing spectacular about it, yet it manages to generate that sense of creepiness from the unknown. And when compared to other films that, like, you know, they try to do the same thing and they just, you know, bigger budget and whatever, and just for whatever reason can't get it done. And it's, I think it just goes to the fucking, the way that the film is directed and shot, that he really, really managed to get that fucking, the chill up the spine. However way he managed to do it, it's fucking perfect, spot on. And it really is the most standout quality about this thing, because it's not, you know, it's not a fucking masterpiece or anything like that, and yet it is so chilling at times. And because of those, I think it's because of those subtle things, like Buzz, you were saying, if you don't see the grey walking past the fucking window when they're sitting down to the meal, then you don't see him, and that adds to it. And like Carter was saying, there's one or two other things that the viewer, if you've got wide open eyes, are seeing, like when the kid comes in and starts emptying the fucking shotgun and just puts the shells away.
Oh, right.
Especially when they're outside, and even in the house too, your eyes are always panning around to see where something's going to come from.
Yeah,
because there's so many people constantly doing something, so you have to like constantly scan and keep track.
There's
of
not a lot of lack of movement from the cast, because we have a not like a huge, huge cast, but there's like what, a good 10 people or so in the house?
Between three brothers, three, five, six, seven, eight altogether.
Close, yeah. So you have enough people to where when they're all going, because it always not like they're going off in their own direction. I mean, there are times where they like some go out here, some go this way. Nine, okay. But sounds close. I said around 10.
Yep.
But it's like they're on this side of the house. They're over here because this guy got burned, so he's like they're trying to deal with his hand. Then you got dude walking around the gun. We got the girl constantly trying to go upstairs. Like there's so much shit going on during the whole thing where everybody's kind of so you're just kind of you're trying to follow everything because everybody's going off in their own almost their own little world. That so while that's happening, you're trying to scan. All right, is it behind there? Well, they're outside. Okay, is it going to come from the tree? And
right.
Like this is starting to bleed into like my thoughts and stuff like that. But it's just for me with this, it's hard for me to not get into what I liked about it. But like some of those scenes where like when we start seeing them come. Like the second time around, or towards the end, when they're all the guys are all gone besides the kid with the camera. I can't think of his name. Yeah, but it's just all the sisters and stuff like that, and the mom, and then they're all outside and they're trying to. And then the red light starts to appear from the woods, and then you see a couple of them start. And it's just like, fuck, man, like it's effective.
Yeah.
Without being overly, like, throwing too much shit in your face. Because if you look at this movie or TV movie or whatever you want to call it, it's in a way, it's ahead of its time in its genre. Yes, there's been some found footage stuff before. Remember, yeah, this is 1998, so not a lot. But the mockumentary style.
That's what it
is
was.
Also,
this would have been before Blair Witch Project.
A year before.
Oh, yeah.
Blair Witch was 99.
Yeah.
So yeah, to do what it did, I obviously, I know it, you knew it. Carter may not have known much about it until this time.
No.
Like, I don't think it gets the respect that it should.
Yeah.
Because maybe it could have been. And another thing, it's fucking impossible to find. Like, without it being, it's on YouTube, but that's still, like, you can't get it on DVD. You can't get it on Blu-ray. Yeah. Up until recently, it was very, and if you did find it on YouTube, now we have the hindsight of there's been a decent copy after a while. But like a lot of the ones that I found when I watched the one I watched, but when I was scrolling through to see if there was any other videos about it, they're all in different languages. That was like a lot of the only, there was always like subtitles on the bottom of it. So like it wasn't a very mass produced thing. It was like it was the special. They brought it back, a year later or whenever they brought it back the second time, and then it was done. Like, it didn't get, like, a mass, like, release where people were like, oh, man, I rented Alien Abduction or I bought Alien. Like, it was hard to find for such a long time. So I think that hurt it in the respect that it could have gotten, because not a lot of people had seen it, like The Blair Witch, because that was a mass-produced theatrical film, and this was a little made-for-TV thing. And that's the thing is, they really did good with the campaign there, but they didn't do a campaign with Alien Abduction, but it was also a similar thing where it's like, these people are lost, please help us find them.
Yeah.
Similar to the Blair Witch.
At the end of it, if you have any information, please call the producers on this line.
So it's similar to the style, but it didn't have the internet presence where they had the website and they were really pushing on the this is a real thing, like Blair Witch did. So it just didn't have the budget to do that.
Yeah,
I'm sure if it did, it could have, or if it was a year later or 2 years later after Blair Witch, but then it's like, oh, they're just copying Blair Witch. So I honestly do not think this movie gets the like respect that it like deserves, because it's we keep saying, it's nothing spectacular. It's not a CGI ridden film where it's just like, oh my god, the blood, it was done effectively with what they did. The actors sometimes may have been a little bit overacting in some parts. But other parts, the kid who played Tommy, especially in that bathroom scene where he's in the camera, fuck, dude. Like, I fucking believed him. The whole sitting there crying in the bathroom. It's like, dude, bravo. Like, that was good. Like, he didn't seem over the top to me. Like, some of the other people were at certain points of the movie. But, I don't know. This is a rare buzz, just talk. We're finally getting into the stuff that I know a lot about.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to cut to the trailer, and when we come back, we shall get into, I suppose, our finishing thoughts and give a score to Alien Abduction Incident at Lake County, also known as the McPherson Tapes.